Ja, Daniele, kann sich hier jetzt vor dem Denken machen.
First we will read from the leftover of the text.
Kangge, Any Maripa Donna? Any Duchi Gavriada, Delatene, any Pada Kiawa Gandria, Lenin di Shawanjan Kiawa Gandria. Oh, those in a dot Tabataya. That did even Maripa Dogwala, any Rapti Sergevan on a so on a shinky. Any Kansaka thousands of brother. 응, 다음에 신기 그게, 너희 집에 직다다. 샹에는 다, 가족으로 그게, 낭세다, 시세, 롤러, 찰세, 된주도 그게 진댕에게 다 로디 일이, 아니, 땀이 더 왜 싫어, 그게, 림베 그다가, 가족으로 그게, 숙청부터 막 카트원에, 소원지, 타라에는, 싸그드 집에 그게 다 뽕야. 어디 일이, 잠시 조제가 나와. 이제 수고도와. 어제 대대로 가네. 아니, 군중과 죽으면 마상은 거에서 주심시비 시링이 좀 쪄셔야 땜바다. 코와 칸데 진부에 시어버려. 제, 자, 어제 대인이 지이심을 시어버려.
Yesterday we read up to the, up to the end of the section on practices pertaining to the middling level of capacity, where we read in verse standard 19 and 20, if we do not strive in contemplating the defects of the truth of suffering, the genuine aspiration for liberation does not arise in us. And if we do not contemplate the causal process of the origin of suffering, we will fail to understand how to cut the root of cyclic existence. In order to fully understand the meaning of these two stanzas, it is essential to study the 26th chapter of Nagarjuna's Fundamental Wisdom of the Middle Way, where there is an extensive explanation of the manner in which the 12 links of dependent origination bring about an individual's existence within an enlightened cycle. And in this chapter, Nagarjuna explains in detail how it is the ignorance that gives rise to volitional act of karmic action, which then brings about the whole chain of the 12 links that constitute together an individual's, the process of an individual's existence in a cycle of unenlightened existence, and how then he also explains how by bringing an end to ignorance, grasping at inherent existence, one can bring an end to the whole process of volitional karmic action, which then brings about the end to karmically conditioned existence, and so on, then the whole chain of the 12 links are broken, and in this way liberation is attained. then in order to fully understand what is the content of this wisdom that brings about this ending of the whole cycle, this needs to be understood on the basis of studying the 18th chapter of Nagarjuna's Fundamental Wisdom of the Middle Way, where he explains the teachings on the no self of person, selflessness of person, and no self of phenomena, selflessness of phenomena, and explains how the ignorance, which is the grasping at inherent existence of self, person, and on that basis grasping at the thought mine, I am and mine, which and furthermore, because of the ignorance, we grasp at anything that comes into within the field of our experience and within the field of our perception as possessing some kind of true existence. And this grasping is eliminated on the basis of cultivating the insight and wisdom of no self. And this is explained in the 18th chapter, how initially by cultivating the wisdom, one is able to undermine the intensity of our grasping, and then gradually through the development of this wisdom at an advanced level, eventually one will be able to undermine its force, culminating in even eradicating the ignorance and the grasping from its very root. And this is explained in the 18th chapter. So on the basis of the combined study of these two chapters, and then we will understand. On the basis of the study of these two chapters, we will then understand the full significance of these two stanzas when Tsongkhapa says, if we do not strive in contemplating the defects of the truth of suffering, the genuine aspiration for liberation does not arise, and if we do not contemplate the causal process of the origin of suffering, we will fail to understand how to cut the root of cyclic existence. So it is vital to seek true renunciation of disenchantment with existence and to recognize which factors chain us in the cycle of existence.
다제네 딱 내리긴 나네 내리 참질 참배 고방 쪽이야 그래다 참질 참배 고방 쪽이야 하겠다 람 기부 참배를 넘는 자다 되네 마 쌤기 태서 중에 되네 마다 소그래
And then the next is the stages of the path pertaining to the attainment of the highest form of definite goodness, which is the omniscient state of Buddhahood. And these practices are the practices that pertain to the training of a practitioner whose is that of the advanced or great capacity.
Yada. 나디 심지 퇴소 람지 중심인데 람지 접었는지 시단데 총유군으로 신줄 뜯어고 람장께서 어떻게 사람들 대다전에 대해서 뽑아놓은 인지 심지어 투동 최준생 내려 내려냐는 사람들 다들 있겠듯이 장자로 전에 다 손대야 되게 다 가시고 그게 럽뷰다 어떤 게 아니라 고블루룩이 얘네 인지 상황이다 다가는 신기 고블루룩이 얘네 장주쌤 되다 얘네 다 시월 사이에 얘네 럽뷰다 주주 다 되게 전달다 님부 드셔도 될 거야 쟤네 다 답의 신집이 장주쌤 되어야 하다 저놈이 三百几，其实那个马赛克帕里亚，现在都三百，三百四零度三呢，是少错的，个人的，少错的，这个，确实少了，是吧？少错的，长大的，哎呢，过去说三百几，三百几用的呢，哎，这个手机那个马赛克帕里亚现在都三百，老是远呐。 아니, 체액이 땡에 그릇이 준비 있나요? 뒤 준비만이야. 대성도 마세베, 아니, 랑, 랑일라, 랭유기, 샹환생기, 풍부디, 예배, 땡기, 땀내시베, 땡에 용대 그래. 근데 용대 그돌이야, 아니, 동력군지, 동해코로, 동해자도 깨물쇼. 아니, 대나, 대부분 중부인은, 야, 현재 나가 강화시켰어. 간단히, 런닝을, 랭유지, 샹왕, 쟁기, 풍부띠, 내베, 링델라, 시브, 코에, 깨가 넣지, 동료로 쏘고, 거기다 용대베, 커둘러에, 동료띠, 닝급제약이, 깬도조대야. 닝급제약이, 좌로조대야. 그, 늦은 용대기도 와. 용대기 열었다. 아, 드림의 인도산에, 간다, 삼바, 샌든 삼바, 티, 락지라, 랑기, 샘그 띵네, 호쇼 삼바로 지기때, 은혜랑, 롯데부지 용대야, 지기다, 대성도 마세베, 땡에 호수 두투야. 그 다음에 땡에 양로 쿠투야. 이런 식 용인바래. 저도 랑도 샬로 루도와, 삼바, 샌든, 삼바, 샌든 삼네, 랑도 샬로 루도와, 세트. 나랑서 랑진진이 샹왕 땅에, 랑진진 탕도 랑, 샹진진 세야지베, 미국마을 파 체제, 대대주, 다 소수지고 삼대기 아래. 삼대 내불라, 간, 카자, 나래, 잠만 대봐, 추인년만 넣으시, 내기 매듭지기, 다 미지, 미지도 누주래. 미지, 두개 코랑, 겸전도 대하시다. 첸 대소도 마세요. 미지, 두개 코랑 안에 집에 이르자네, 서로 치면, 치면 뒤에 뒤에, 아, 여러분이, 새로운, 새로운, 야. 다 할 수 있다. 가서 우리 두 개 정도 하러 해주세요. 자, 하? 두 다섯 번도, 랑진진리야, 로데쉐베, 저부디, 그들 들려먹으래. 다가는 시, 다도 진비, 댄진리야, 로데쉐베, 그들 들려먹으래. 근데 이제 다, 다시, 랑진 진비, 로데쉐, 둘째. 아니, 샹진 진비, 려강으로 봐주려야지다. 다도 진비, 로데, 당다 다 내려왔다고 놀래야 금지시 땡겨야나? 원해지다 집에 긴구지 배수 줘야 되자. 자, 드네 이르산에 네 루중에 있니 정주쌤들이 나놀래야 아니 매주외전 딤매주 와사외전 딤와사스테니 다배쌤집에 정주쌤들이 죽돔래 디송샤 다미더베 다회 죽돔래 디송샤 원해래 루루야세도 이르기 코난도는 이기 전배까지 제수장에 소수 냠내나, 울렁내나, 냠내나, 뒷남배 락질이야, 땡터배 숭진되지다, 가서 울다, 참배래. 그래서 나란소의 지태신체니, 대단하게 남든 여자가 뒤 제수장에 장주구성으로 놓치장, 똥이기 다와로 놓치장, 그 이유는, 다들 편지에게 미지 뜯어 맨라지에게 미지 집어주, 땡대 용표가 되자. 천지 미지 천도 담아주, 중원 이유는, 대의견배, 새로운 새로 대신 기업을 용투해야 돼. 근데 인도산은 준수로 나눠야, 아니, 대외 경의 군세의 전주성계 다시는 대내 대화를 좋아하러 30수치 기론적으로 송대야, 그래도 와. 그래서 기부투도 와. 저는 시도민도, 어떻게 돼?
Um, So in the next stanza, we read stanza 21 and 22. Generating the mind is the central axle of the supreme vehicle path. It's the foundation and support of all expansive deeds. To all instances of two accumulations, it is like the elixir of gold. It is the treasure of merits, containing myriad collections of virtues. Recognizing these truths, the heroic bodhisattvas uphold the precious supreme mind as the heart of their practice. So in these two stanzas, Tsongkhapa distills and summarizes the essence of many of the instructions found in the great Indian Buddhist classics, where instructions are presented on how to cultivate the bodhicitta, the awakening mind, in terms of exchanging and equalizing self and others, particularly in works such as Nagarjuna's Precious Garland, and also Nagarjuna's commentary on the awakening mind, Bodhicitta Vivarana, and also Shantideva's compendium of trainings, Shiksha Samuchaya, and his guide to the Bodhisattva's way of life, Bodhicharya Avatara. So in these texts, all the aspects of the practices for cultivating the awakening mind in terms of exchanging and equalizing self and others are presented in great detail. And when you reflect upon the quality of this particular precious mind, it is very true what Tsongkhapa has commented when he, in the section on the awakening mind, dealing with exchanging and equalizing self and others, in his great treatise on the stages of the path to enlightenment, Lamrim Chemo, Tsongkhapa makes the following observation. He says that for a practitioner of this precious mind, although the primary intention is to seek the fulfillment of others' welfare, the practitioner's own self-interest will be realized as a byproduct. Now, this is a very important and significant point Tsongkhapa is making, because if you understand properly the essence of the teaching of the awakening mind, particularly in terms of exchanging of self and others, exchanging and equalizing of self and others, we will understand that the kind of loving kindness and compassion we are talking about is not that of a biased kind of partial state of mind, but rather we are talking about a much more comprehensive and a powerful kind of loving kindness and compassion, a kind of loving kindness and compassion that is reinforced and grounded upon the faculty of wisdom. And it is a kind of love and compassion that is not that is grounded upon the faculty of wisdom, and that is also further developed and enhanced on the basis of reason, further reasoning and critical reflection. Therefore, loving kindness and compassion that we are talking about in this context here is something that is much more comprehensive and also very powerful. And therefore, the altruistic mind that is engendered through the practice of this kind of loving kindness and compassion is in fact a very powerful state of mind, so that the individual who is able to cultivate that kind of altruistic state of mind experiences naturally deep down a sense of courage, and as a result such an individual becomes devoid of fear or any sense of insecurity, and also becomes free of suspicion towards others as well. And furthermore, such a practitioner's attitude would be such that, a dedication would be such that there will be a commitment to bring about the welfare of other sentient beings, as far as, as long as space remains, and to the extent of as long as, as infinite as the number of sentient beings there exist. And when you have that kind of dedication and commitment to the ideal of altruism, then, every instance of your existence becomes meaningful. You will have a sense that, because of this kind of ideal and because of this kind of dedication, you will feel that the purpose of your very existence has been served. Because since you have dedicated your entire being for the welfare of other sentient beings and to the pursuit of this altruistic ideal, and because of your practice, every instance of your existence would be seen as being a fulfillment of the purpose of your very existence, and you will also have this deep sense of satisfaction that yes, I am serving the purpose of my existence. At the same time, for such a practitioner, you know, when you encounter in your day-to-day life, as it would naturally be the case, all sorts of problems and complications, given that as beings bound in the cycle of existence, one is, you know, bound to encounter all sorts of, you know, misfortune, adversities, and suffering, such as the suffering of birth, death, aging, sickness, and so on, and also many adversities that one will, you know, encounter in one's day-to-day life. When you encounter such situations, the practitioner of this altruistic ideal will be someone who will, because of the dedication to the pursuit of this ideal and seeking the welfare of other sentient beings, one will not be overwhelmed by these adversities, and in fact will be able to adopt such a stand as the Kashmiri Pandit Shakya Shiri tells in states in one of his writings on mind training, where he says that when suffering, may I pray that may the ocean of suffering, as a result of my experience of suffering, may the ocean of suffering come become dry, and when happy or when prosperous, may I be. So may when I enjoy happiness and prosperity, I shall dedicate this towards the happiness of all beings. May the happiness and virtue pervade entire face of the earth. So this is the kind of dedication one will be able to make. And also, furthermore, for such a practitioner, not only will these adversities become an obstacle to one's practices and become overwhelmed, not only will one not be overwhelmed by these adversities, but in fact, for true practitioners, these adversities can in fact become a condition for further progress in one's path, and in fact they can become a kind of a favorable condition. Therefore, the kind of the impact of the practice of awakening mind, of exchanging self and others, is such that from the depth of one's very being, there will be a deep sense of fulfillment in one's life, and furthermore, one will be able to transform, as the Lojong saying goes, transform adversities into favorable opportunities. And so this is why, you know, this is what Tsongkhapa means when he says that although intentionally one seeks the fulfillment of others' welfare, those who are dedicated to the altruistic ideal will have their own interest, you know, realized as a byproduct. So this is what he means, and we can truly relate to that kind of sentiment. In contrast, our own situation is such that up until now, we have, instead of embracing altruism, we have cherished our own self-interest, and instead of embracing the wisdom of no self, we have clung on to this belief in true existence of some kind of independent self, and because of bowing to the force, these twin forces of self-cherishing and self-grasping, our situation is what it is today, and we live our life, you know, in the kind of a continual cycle of and disillusionment, dissatisfaction, and you know, complaints, up to now, and then if we continue to, you know, remain in the same mode of way of living, you know, kind of, you know, embracing self-cherishing and self-grasping, even life after life, we'll be basically perpetuating this same cycle of disillusionment, disappointment, dissatisfaction, and complaints, and more complaints, and so on. So we need to recognize that this is the impact, this is the imprint of our kind of old way of being, and we must now turn this around, and instead of embracing self-cherishing, we must embrace the cherishing of others, and instead of embracing grasping at self, we must embrace the wisdom of no self, and on that basis, one will be able to then begin to turn this cycle and make a new kind of beginning. And therefore, one can understand when Nagarjuna says in his commentary on the awakening mind, when at the end of explanation of the bodhicitta, awakening mind, he says that what is more marvelous than this great marvel, and what is more amazing than this most amazing ideal? He makes a similar comment at the end of his explanation of the wisdom of no self. Again, he says that what is more amazing than this amazing ideal, and what is more what is more marvelous than this, you know, marvel, and what is more amazing than this amazing wisdom. So therefore, for on the part of us who see ourselves as practitioners of this ideal, we must follow in the footsteps of great being like Nagarjuna and embrace this ideal of altruism and cultivate the awakening mind. And in this basis, in this way, we will be able to, even in this very lifetime, create a genuine basis for true happiness. And you know, if we are able to do this, then we will be able to truly relate to the statement made by Shantideva in his Guide to the Bodhisattva's Way of Life, where he says, therefore, you know, overcoming all forms of weariness and discouragement, one should ride the horse of the awakening mind, bodhicitta, and travel from a place of joy to a place of joy. What intelligent person wouldn't? What intelligent person would procrastinate? You know, against such an ideal, such a journey.
Yeah. Shiva, understand? Lord Shiva, the Jyotishya, Shiva. The Jyotishya, you know.
So the
question answer is from what the telling and to say do. That question you know, then it's a design question.
So the more detailed explanation on the awakening mind could be given next year, because the next year the text to be taught, scheduled to be taught, is that of Shantideva's Guide to the Bodhisattva's Way of Life. And this time we didn't even have enough time to go through some of the questions from you. So if you have questions, you have now enough time to prepare, and then you can bring the questions and we can deal with it next time.
So
of course, within this large congregation,
as the impermanence, there's some of us after 1 year. Not very sure where we'll be. Maybe some other planet. So at least those people who remain alive, then of course we have, I think, more leisure time to discuss these things next year. Which month? Around July or something? July, no. So, certainly, I think weather will be much worse than today's weather. Okay. That is my chin room, Yamne. Chin show the same gain. But then, yeah, did this. One difficult thing is simply the system. Simply, the money was simply on the short end degree. That's the short end degree. Janan could do tension degree. Now the same gain, Java Chindu loves Chindu today.
So from stanza 27 onwards, the actual Bodhisattva ideal practices in the form of six perfections are presented.
I think I'm logic in that.
So we will actually read from there now.
Yeah. So 저번 대대신에 내가 오면 남이 따로 평소에 준도돼 내가 내장 단두 개장 새로 삼이 뒤에 따위에 집에 자원 주는 집으로 돈을 끌어 나가 연대도 뜸으면서 좀 쳐줘라 대대신에 단두 개발이 남들 배워 좀 깨면서 내가 내장 단두 개장 대신 장차로.
So actually, I made a mistake. It's from verse 23. So we will read these next stanzas. Giving is the wish-granting jewel that satisfies the wishes of all beings. It's the best weapon to cut the constricting knots of miserliness. It's an undaunted deed of the Bodhisattva giving birth to courage. It's the basis to proclaim one's fame throughout all 10 directions. Knowing this, the learned ones seek the excellent path of giving away entirely their body, wealth, and virtues. I, a yogi, you who aspire for liberation. Morality is the water that washes off the stains of all ill deeds. It is the cooling moonlight dispelling the burning agony of afflictions. In the midst of people, it's most majestic like the Mount Meru. It draws together old beings without any display of force. Knowing this, the Sublime Ones guard as if they would their own eyes, the perfect disciplines which they have chosen to adopt. I, a yogi, you who aspire for liberation. Forbearance is the supreme ornament for those who have power. It's the greatest fortitude against the agonies of afflictions, against its enemy, the snake of hate. It's a Garuda cruising in the sky. Against the weapon of harsh words, it is the strongest armor. Knowing this, we should habituate ourselves with the armor of excellent forbearance by all possible means. I, a yogi, you who aspire for liberation. If the armor of unflinching perseverance is worn, knowledge of scripture and realization increases like waxing moon. All conducts become fused with good purpose, and whatever initiatives we may begin succeed as hoped for. Knowing this, the bodhisattvas apply great waves of effort which help to dispel all forms of laziness. I, a yogi, you who aspire for liberation, concentration is the king that reigns over the mind. When left, it is an unwavering as the king of mountains. When set forth, it engages with all objects of virtue. It induces the great bliss of a serviceable body and mind. Knowing this, the great accomplished yogis constantly apply meditations destroying the enemy of distraction. I, a yogi, you who aspire for liberation. Wisdom is the eye that sees the profound suchness. It's the path eradicating cyclic existence from its very root. It's a treasury of higher qualities that are praised in all scriptures. It's known as the supreme lamp dispelling the darkness of delusion. Knowing this, the learned ones who aspire for liberation endeavor with multiple efforts to cultivate this path. I, a yogi, have practiced in this manner. You who aspire for liberation too should do likewise.
No, yeah.가자이네 띵진 검지장 되네 다도 두신 짐이지 되는 요모 치신 접수되 아니 가서 탈수 있는 띵진 들검신 전에다 가자이네 띵진진 가사도 상배 태과 사주봐 삼대 숭미도 들리기 띵진 검니 다 지연님 맨 책이 이는 요모 지금 문주와 파 내야 된대기 된대기 그게다 와 가시오리 직된배를 황동 시라가 나빠진 게다 람 대더고 검니배 지사배배 띵진지 서우여배이나야 딱 개천부직 그다음 강사 그땅지 락배 장배 차단직 강사 그땅지 참을 장배 차단직 준비 아래 자 드리면 인도산에 딱 요모 타라 머리꼬다 타라 먹고 준비해봐 인도산에 대 장배 요모래 요모 타라 먹고지 내버도 여고구 아래 자 드리 인도산에 떠나 다음에 남샤 되네 다음에 남샤 지금다 삼동네 지기에 다음에 락바 곰댕에 지기 등지 락배 깬데 뉴몰라 리시크에다 문제 온 건너 버지 용그레데 얘네 등 다음에 락바 떡배 시럽 되기 권배 얘네 등지 참을 장배 얘네 뉴몽기 문제 온 건너 돼야 매버래 그들이 이루산에 다 안 되지기 되니 치시가다 중에다 조용 그래서 나 가서 하면 쓰기하고 두고 됩니다. 되니 용무 치시로 두때 학술진의 등신들을 꼼시는 시에 됐음 버려. 다와나 용무 뽕야 때 그랬을 때 그랬을랍나 개지 치열로 다음에 소소도 소소 대다 개지 꼼나니 꼼바니 되니 양에 대도 레비주 다음에 꼼바이나 근데 다도 짐베 다 다음에 참문에 다 가족의 시에네 공토부지 중앙에는 등지 타락의 장대 아니 유모디디 나라 차토고 돼서 유모 빵대 아니 타벽고반 토토고 돼서 워나 다음에 꼼배 타벽고반 토벌는 시 가족의 그게 제 로주급의 연대 현다지기에 그냥 타벽 토토고 됐습니다. 토피아 요마리스 주신 강인 대인이 실민주 다음에 또 그 실을 찍고 마도 쟤 탑이 쟤인지 아니 탑어 토피아 가다 등승이 있냐 못 쟤 요 마리스 나는 그래서 내가 정말 왜 나는 전주고 쌤다고 쌈진 밑에 초 잘라도 똑바로 쟤야 쌈진 밑에 천유권도 대왔다는 게 있는데 초도 집에 다 로지레디 이네 디 등진을 진단 개발 건데 늦고 요 말이야. 자신의 가족 계시와 듬벨러지리, 데벨러지리. 그 싫어 말이야. 자, 드레 이르산에 등진디 싫어 유무제 차도와 싫어 유무제 텔레야 년부 땡에디 싫어 죽고 요 말이야. 자, 드레 이르산에 유를 내바 유를 치질러든 내바 당땡에 테스트해야지 유를 치지 말라고 내가 당장에게 실업직이 나를 쏘고도 와. 실업 유무장에게 당신이 임받달라 실업직이 나를 쏴야 마도 준비를 내가 쏘고도 와. 어쨌든 this one.
In the next stanza we read.
어제 양 신의 남자 때문에 실업이 있어야지. 다른 거 아무도 다 내가 당한 것이 과도하게 여대로서 준비할 때 소화를지 여대로서 준비할 때. 이내 곧 다음에 배터나 또 세일직도 내하고 요금도 와 유성 유성 지 동상 남겼다 보지 유성 유성 차를 마도 거기 가면 세일직도 내야지 요금도 와 이 가래 먼저 벌었나 가래를 램바를 쓰려나 쓰면 세집이 땡기지 말고 램바래 자 이제 인도 신의 람다 때문에 실업이 지금 자녀 요금도 배웠어 손자한테 이제 인도 산에 다 신라 니가 놓고 구야래
So we read in stanza 35, in a mere one-pointed concentration, I fail to see the potency to cut the root of cyclic existence. Yet with wisdom, so the first two lines echoes a statement, stanzas, passages from King of Meditation Sutra, Samadhiraja Sutra, where the Buddha explicitly points out that that tranquil abiding, the concentration, you know, deep concentration attained through tranquil abiding alone is not adequate in eliminating the afflictions. And so yesterday we spoke about different forms of vehicles, and one of the vehicles was referred to as the pristine vehicle of Brahma, which constituted the primarily the practices that are aimed at attaining you know, states of form and formless existence. And the key factor for that is the cultivation of deeper levels of single-pointedness of mind, single-pointedness of mind transcending even the dichotomy of you know, a pain and pleasurable sensations, and attaining a kind of a neutral state of experience. And so even these deep jhanas, levels of meditative absorptions, although they may have the ability to temporarily prevent the gross manifestations of afflictions, however, they do not have the potency to really eliminate the afflictions, because they do not have the power to undermine our grasping at true existence, which is the fundamental ignorance. And therefore, because the only way in which the fundamental ignorance can be eliminated is by deliberately cultivating a wisdom that has the directly opposite perspective of seeing into the no-self and seeing into the absence of true existence. And so when we speak of cultivating the wisdom of no-self in the Buddhist teachings, there are different levels of subtlety of no-self. And corresponding to the different levels of subtlety of no-self, there are also different levels of subtlety of ignorance. So the grosser levels of ignorance will give rise to a grosser levels of affliction, such as attachment, aversion, and so on. However, there are subtler levels of ignorance, grasping, subtler levels of grasping, which will then give rise to similarly subtle levels of attachment and aversion, and so on. And therefore, some form of meditation which may lead to the understanding of no self at the gross level will have the capacity to undermine, you know, gross levels of manifestations of ignorance and the attendant afflictions. But, you know, it is only by cultivating the subtle understanding of no self that one will be able to eliminate the subtle ignorance and also the attendant afflictions, the subtle afflictions that arise on the basis of the subtle ignorance, such as subtle levels of attachment, aversion, and so on. So now then the question is asked, if you know, deep levels of meditative concentration cannot eliminate the afflictions, then how can, what is the means by which one eliminates the afflictions? And here, in the same sutra, the King of Meditation Sutra, the Buddha says that at the point when the practitioner cultivates the wisdom of discriminative awareness, penetrating into the subtle nature of reality, and it gains insight into no self of person and phenomena, and at that time, the person will be able to then counter the grasping at self-existence, and will then open up the possibility of attaining liberation. And then in the final line of that passage, the Buddha says that this wisdom of no self is the only avenue by which one can lead to liberation, and no other qualities can lead to liberation. And so, as we discussed yesterday, even if we take the great you know, the precious mind of awakening mind, bodhicitta, which is the most precious mental quality. But even then, this bodhicitta, the awakening mind, because it is primarily a form of an aspiration and a yearning, and it doesn't belong to the category of wisdom or a cognitive, you know, more cognitively oriented aspect of the path, wisdom. Therefore, no matter how precious awakening mind is, awakening mind in itself, by itself, doesn't have the capacity to directly challenge grasping at self-existence. It is only the wisdom of no-self that will have the potency and the power to undermine no-self, because it is only the wisdom of no-self that directly opposes the perspective of ignorance grasping at no-self. That's why in the King of Meditation Sutra, Buddha makes the point that no other qualities of mind can lead to liberation. Wisdom into no self, wisdom of no self is the only door to the attainment of liberation. So, and then In the next two lines we read, yet with wisdom devoid of the path of tranquil abiding, no matter how much one may probe, the afflictions will not be overcome. Now here Tsongkhapa is making the point that wisdom alone is again not adequate. For example, in our case, some of us, as a result of our deep reflection and study and understanding, intellectual understanding, we may occasionally have glimpses of insight into no self. For example, we may have glimpses of experience of total absence, like a kind of a space-like emptiness. But these remain very fleeting. They just come and then they just tend to kind of dissolve. And therefore, since they don't last long enough, our understanding of emptiness or no self will not have the power to actually, challenge and undermine no self. And in order to do that, we need the quality of a single-pointedness that will enable us to retain that kind of, space-like emptiness for a prolonged period of time with a focused mind. And in order to do that, you need the faculty of single-pointedness. Therefore, it is only through a combination of wisdom and tranquil abiding, single-pointedness of mind, one will be able to overcome the afflictions.
That is, yinu puta chebe, shirati yomishine dala jenene, tate umerige, chenengi, tenzi mikte tamzi jigjebe, sushi chebe, yangbe, shirati, dinyutoko, lodo, gyavranze, nanjong eja, tante, kejang. That di samde, nga di longa, rasam chansu. Di, pezi, nga di, kundanum sige, tangurde. Pezi, di, kundanum sige, tangurde.
So then we read the next two stanzas, which is a sort of a summary conclusion of the earlier observation on the need for a combined application of wisdom and single-pointedness of calm abiding. So Tsongkhapa writes that, so with wisdom decisively penetrating the true mode of being, the learned ones saddle it astride the horse of unwavering calm abiding. And with the sharp weapon of reasoning of the middle way, free of extremes, they dismantle all locus of objectification of the mind grasping at extremes. With such expansive wisdom that probes with precision, the learned ones enhance the wisdom realizing suchness. I, a yogi, have practiced in this manner. You who aspire for liberation too should do likewise. And at this point, I would like to read a short poem on the view of emptiness by Kung Tang. And I believe you have an insertion in the program booklet.
Yeah, the injury or the injury. The Kung Tang Chegi, the Sung Turbina to Samju, Jenny, they also show.
This is a beautiful short text found in the miscellaneous writings of Kung Tang Rinpoche, Kung Tang Tenpe Derme, and I used to read it actually quite often, and I personally found it very helpful, and I thought that perhaps giving instruction on this to others may also be of benefit, and since the transmission for the explanatory commentary does not exist, however, the reading transmission of this exists, so I received the reading transmissions from one of the senior former abbots of Drepung Monastery, Tenpa Tenzin La.
Rakbe medagon, or the Chua medagota. Dagan is singing, 차입니다. 저거 있나? 딱 관리 자초가. 딱 간다. 차라하게. 미다과. 나가는 신기. 아니? 동네, 동네지 동네다. 지금 교회 동네로 써봤다. 나가는 신기. 아니, 똥 담에 있어야지. 똥 담에 락바. 너, 디지디, 로진지바 장야리라. 디지디, 고구리에 있어. 봐. 근데, 고블루룩이, 디, 신이 되나봐. 당연히, 치도 동무지디, 근데 저래. 미닥와다, 두메와다, 디지디, 림베 곰니. 디지디니, 디리스, 민지리스, 민음리스. 사람, 디, 담에도 보시오, 공급하리스. 근데 저래. 전다 뒤에 숨겨야래. 똥 담에 떡을 좀봐방 다시 건드렸으려면, 나 갱심해봐. 루무르지, 갱투메 치워. 통신도, 랑 치념 러야 미제나, 람사면 떡과 갈라지. 땡 찍으러, 런다 레리야, 기도든 줄고 냄새. 시신도 샴바, 아세라, 룸인주 내내 라와까. 땅가람서 랑사로 찾아, 띵기도 와. 콩첸도 쌤쌤 런규베, 최 따외, 깨알라, 매림신, 야름만세, 당구 권한에, 최 천부 번진, 똥우인. 담에 타라, 뭐고, 여기서 드릴게, 중소아. 자, 담에 락바락베, 고아디디, 차가서 뭐시구나, 담에 차문디, 아니, 괄사를 줘야게, 내가 여왔다. 근데 이번 인도산에, 로 림지다, 시에나 야구래. 나중에, 난 인구들다, 라르다자, 랑랑, 나원들, 손 말에 땜박 소시하기, 르쉐베, 각상, 5번지, 콜 생기 구글 땜도 동. 민 우물 따자, 랑자는, 르몬, 땜동, 터두기, 삼, 딜에 차신 서버시, 콩, 겸만 남자, 공대, 치, 쟤네. 다 송대야 돼. 각자, 땜죽, 왕실, 민왕, 승에, 우물은 집에 나눠래, 우물에 나눠래, 각자 땜박, 아니, 가서 우리 그게, 주사한다. 왕실 민왕세니, 숨겨야래. 숨겨야래. 가다가라돌이야, 숙도를 쏘고, 그게 나인 듯하네, 창경문에 여벳이 넣고도 가. 대상시 열에 여세래. 대상시 고를 탄여도 주비 두세. 열어라래, 쟤네. 숭채. 나 진짜 인 듯하네, 각자한테, 론내면, 나, 론내면, 팔문에, 수, 저기, 가서 우리다, 유해대바지, 로로 나한테바지, 타녀도 유해대바지, 샤네, 디파 샤체. 델레 로소, 아니, 로로면은, 나한 거 샤고 뭐임, 유해한 거, 투부 뭐임, 줄루주면, 두바디, 가서 샤이 드자네? 다시다보 로리야, 우상원실 자는 거면 누가? 디 인스리. 자, 디네 인드산에 딴 딜, 랍 다자 랑랑 나온 딜, 다, 타녀도야 랑세, 미시베, 우메따와 타투보디 샤이 드자네? 강사 슬럼이, 안 돼, 장자름 책이, 알사, 다다랑래, 소주소 하잖아요. 나와 링링들 랑소 하잖아요. 고주라제에서 소원, 낭대에서 송대하기. 나와 링링, 가르, 그 밭대위네. 그, 천경문에 여보지, 나가는 것도 와. 와, 난 니, 강사대에 있어 봐. 난 니, 낭수, 니, 강사대에 와래. 근데 이번 인제, 라르 다자, 랑라, 나완들, 델라 토도 말해보 제재. 델레 샌도 강사식. 때라, 이는, 아니, 이, 뇌세가, 이 각자 각배 따와삼담에 있는, 뇌세가 따와차고요, 아리스. 뇌세가 각자 고건, 니, 콜 생기 구글을 땡두동. 장경은 이거 넘겨요, 아리스. 나오는 시, 뜨다, 아리스. 그다음에, 생기기 땡진디, 땡두두두스. 콜 생기 구글을 땡두동. 근데 이들다네, 나란조 칸에, 따오 공부, 랑심해봐도, 뭔지 모르겠으니까, 따오 쉐드기 어리디, 니네, 롤리야, 땡동근, 남바 차단디, 산에게, 그게, 아주 땡, 산에서 올렸다. 간다, 땡, 은혜식, 둘 때까지, 랑소, 샤니, 대래, 로소, 이니, 다음 해봐. 똥바, 랑시, 똥바, 쇠야지, 칸에 쇠인지, 찍으셔나? 간다, 드네드비, 담이 쇠기, 미싱, 쇠기, 담이 쇠기, 미싱에게, 땡마, 디니, 쇠야, 강사 랑도 랑자 투비 자유주 똥에 땀이 내 윤두산에 똥배 가서 이렇게 쑥으로 안주 안 드셔야 딜레 쑥 셔야지 여신도 가버리지. 르몬은 땜동 터두고 삼딜레 타지 써버리지. 콩텀만 난장 공대치. 즉 수들라서 된지기 최대면 카이 좀 나야 생 떼서 떡지 랑 다 처음 캐자 차도 채 땜바레샤 카네라 다 러시지 모르고 쓰게 하는데 와서 올라올라 살다데 다 강사가 된 게 제일 좋잖아요 강사가 아주 되게 자유지 동안에 올라올라 쉬어야 사실 그 여사데 그런데 이제 루루기 지시 풍부한 진이여서 지시 달라 난진이 있으면 어디 책 들어 삼다 보이나 이제 신에 나이 때도 삼단이 되잖아요. 나 민두 삼대 로지 철기 연하야. 뒤, 나 밀루띠, 랑자투베 자유도 주고 내베 밀루차로 마도, 랑신이 똥한테 패지 철기에서 말해. 뒤 철기 내베, 철기 뒤다 가도, 나이 때도 똥상으로 로차대야 돼. 랑신이, 다 가도, 가서 랑신이 주고 똥한테 철기 여다 매디 풍소 때도 나이 때도 런심매가 주야기, 중젠디, 중젠 때가라, 풍수업 때도 파, 꽤가 이해나? 풍수업 때도 더둥, 그게 지금, 락벌을 끼워봐. 지금 그게 청규이 되면 지금, 롤러. 실그도나? 저기, 나, 강사 그때도 쟤네, 똥상 차대야 돼. 랑자 두배, 자유주 또는 똥상 차로, 마도, 런심주 두배, 똥은 똥상도 차고, 멤버래. 그래서 내가 그랬어. 땅 갈래, 갈래야. 나, 풍속에, 풍불로 떼네, 나섬실로 샤대야, 따유, 너도 어머니를 따, 나섬실 따유시기 아래. 죄송하다, 젠데들, 나대, 풍불로 떼네, 따섬실 마다 매듭어지게. 누구도서 매듭어지게, 롤러거로 차례이나, 지, 떼를 거야. 근데 풍속에 쉐되게 돼야, 쟤는, 숙소로 써고, 됐다, 조트야 매등해. 니규 매대봐. 나 대, 라기, 이니, 가서 우리 그게 덕실을 떼네. 딱 삼십인 거지. 파 갈래, 갈래, 고아시면 되나? 애니 패지래. 담에 타면 고아로 쑥쑥쑥쑥 누구 여사래. 나 대대인들, 쟤 때문에 카이 두나야. 쌤 떼서 덕실을 나와. 다 초성 패장 차도 채. 콩 젊어. 어디 땅에 들러 가.
So we will read from the text. Stanza 1 begins with a salutation at the glorious embodiment of great bliss and compassion, which through immersing in the expanse free of elaborations, you bring relief to desperate mother-sentient beings. Most venerable teacher, I honor the dust under your feet. And then he writes, whatever sufferings there are in the cycle of existence are produced by the self-grasping enemy. Hence, all children who desire liberation should strive in the ways that help eliminate this from its root. Though this is so, before understanding this truth, suchness that is most profound, there are numerous stages such as coarse impermanence, suffering, emptiness, and no self. So here, Kung Tang is pointing out that before we actually arrive at the profound truth of no self, there are preliminary stages of mental development one needs to go through, such as the cultivation of insight into impermanence, which is correspondingly a coarser level of reality compared to no self, and then the nature of suffering in the terms of the three levels of suffering, and also emptiness here refers to a grosser level of emptiness, particularly in terms of impurity, and no self, again this is a grosser level of no self, and then he goes on to say that, and here actually this echoes to some extent a statement made in Nagarjuna's Hymn to the Ultimate Expanse, where he Nagarjuna states that the actual path is the cultivation of wisdom of no self, and all other practices such as insight into impermanence, grosser levels of no self, understanding the deeper nature of suffering, these are all preparatory practices that help ripen and make the practitioner receptive to the wisdom of no self. So Nagarjuna makes that distinction in his hymns to the ultimate expanse. So then Kung Tang writes, while seeing that with no distinction, then from point stanza 4 onwards, Kung Tang is explaining how does one cultivate these preliminary stages of understanding of impermanence and so on. He says that while seeing that with no distinction of age, suddenly one dies due to so many conditions. If the thought that I will die does not arise, how can realizations of profound path grow? even within a year, a month, or a day of a single life, happiness and suffering, prosperity and misfortune remain uncertain. Knowing this, he who still clings firm, for him the hope of a genuine renunciation is difficult. And then he goes on to explain how understanding of subtle level of no-self requires a progressive development of the deepening of the understanding of no-self. And then he explains that no climbing at first from the lower steps of the staircase, that of Vaibhashika, of Sotrantika, of mind only, and Svatrantika, Madhyamaka, he who grabs at the highest, this is an empty bravado. So Kongtang is pointing out that unless one goes through a progressive understanding of the, you know, progressively more subtle levels of no self, meaning of no self, there is a danger of falling into an extreme, particularly of nihilism. Therefore, one needs to cultivate first the coarser levels of understanding, meaning of no self, and then progressively move on to ever more subtler levels of understanding. And then, in the stanza 7, for example, he gives an example. Particularly here, he's thinking of Svatrantika Madhyamaka in his mind, and he says that this negating of mentally contrived object of negation, while leaving intact the true existence with this everyday perception of ours untouched, this strengthens further the fortress of innate grasping. So what Kongtang is saying here is that, for example, Svatrantika Madhyamaka, Madhyamikas, middle way followers, there is some kind of objective reality. Therefore, the object of negation they identify is in a sense, mentally contrived. And therefore, for example, they say that things and events do possess some form of objectivity, and because of this objectivity, they have the criteria, they fulfill the criteria of existence. And what is being negated in the course of no self is something that is mentally contrived. And then Kongtang critiques this by writing that though labeling it as the middle way, the measure of this final emptiness of true existence, compared to this, more subtle and profound than this measure seems to be found by those who propound objective reality. So, in other words, Kongtang is saying is that compared to these so-called middle way philosophers, if you examine carefully the other Buddhist schools, those who propound the notion of objective reality, because of their commitment to the teaching of no self, sometimes one could argue that their level of understanding of no self is even more profound. So then we read from stanza 9, through reasoning such as absence of identity and difference, though one may prove by mouth absence of true existence of things, amazing indeed is to be able to negate in mind even partially the self that is permanent, unitary and autonomous. So what Kongtang is pointing out here is that even though from our mouth we may say things and events do not possess true existence, but unless that understanding is really affected at the level of our understanding, level of our thoughts and mind, this verbal usage of verbal statements like no inherent existence or no true existence is not going to have any impact. And sometimes, one may say that things and events do not possess true existence, but one's actual understanding of no self may still remain at the grosser levels of understanding of no self. And how do we test this? Is to examine our own understanding of no self on the basis of meditation. And once we have some sense of there being no independent self, that is independent of our physical and mental, psychological and mental aggregates, physical and mental aggregates, the skandhas. And then what we need to do then is to use the same process of reasoning and extend that insight to the very basis of the notion of self. our physical and mental elements, mental constituents that make up our existence. And if, just as in the case of the notion of self, you know, when you're subjected to critical analysis, the notion of self seems to dissolve. In the same way, when you extend that analysis onto the very basis of this notion of self, our physical and mental aggregates, if a similar sense of absence arises, then this is an indication that your understanding of no self is profound. Whereas if, although with respect to the notion of person and self, you know, this sense of absence arises, but when you extend that analysis onto the basis, such as the physical and mental elements, if no such sense of absence arises, then this indicates that there is still a form of clinging onto the basis of the notion of self. And therefore, it is very true what Nagarjuna says in his precious garland, Ratnavali, where he says that so long as there is a clinging to the aggregates, the physical and mental aggregates, then there is always a clinging to a notion of self, some notion of selfhood. And so this is very true. So it's by extending the analysis onto the very basis of our notion of self, and then by gradually cultivating that familiarity and internalizing that understanding, and through a long process of habituation and cultivation of familiarity with that insight, and gradually our understanding of emptiness will become ever more subtle and arrive at its final understanding of no self.
Yes, that's the name. Dami Tharadgi, the Kharish Sungor Slavina. Kong Tama Tengi, Kong Tama Tengi Gis, Alada, Tengi Salitam, that kind of Tendi Neta, you have a Shisha, that Tamjalo, right? Today in the Sane, Ta Rakpa, Ta Tengi Rang, Kasur Puget. there ta debe chiru ton ru yo ma des this dene debe da chiru ton ru ga ne da chiru ton ji tong be da ne xia ba le da na so de de ba da ta de ma yin da ta de ni ji tong be ene so ji ni dong ge te ko na ni se su ge ya des kong reng ju ba nong den be me yu yu jian kang le mi mi jian che tam je Dambar Madhu Bari Sam Sambari Sokdu Chini Khasogri Pekin Zinji Loh Xiangwan Deya Dambar Madhu Bari Xiangwan Kundaji Tongbe Yungzhu Deya Ene Dambar Madhu Bari Res Chini Chia Chamche Dambar Madhu Bari Ta Chini Adang Loh Nume La Naanga Shabu Mahinba Yurang Tupu Mahinba Dulu Jumanya Dulu Tongwan Deya Chia Chamche Dambar Fa Chabai Chini Chia Chamche Dandong Deya Shindu Kong Reng Yu Banu Dambar Madhu Yu Yu Jian Kang Le Ming Mi Jiang Jiang Du De Tai Bei Dian Zhong Le Men Zhong Wang Se Zhe Rang Zhen Se Zhe Yu De Bu Jie Ya Dian De Ji Ge Guo Ma Rang Zuo La Pan Men Ne Jik Nang Yu Bu Du Wa Bian Na Jiang Du De Da Zhe Mei Jie Ji Ge Yu De Tai Bei Wang Ge Zhong Wang Mei Mei Rang Zhen Se Zhe Pan Men Ne Jik Xia Yu Bu Du Wa Da De Zhang Xi Yoris. Tin man, eh? Chukha the Kayane, Tanyan dog said, turn, you mean a true man, eh? Lu Kansuri, Lu, and the Dakum Chavari. Tin man, Lu Kansu, so you know, eh? Tanya again, any Namsha, Joshing the Mari, Tanya and Namsha, no, you would do. Rwa? Then a carbo, Lu, now what is loving in a cook, I'll take it with that. Today, this is a called 20 damage to what? 21 damage to what? What a disagreeable. That's the new miller. You're in the sunny, the tiny little cala. That tell it also, the new devil, new miller, not there, tea. Lost hand hammer, and it, the doctor's jenny, the tandem jersey, look at Jayona, near your marries. That today, you do, turn hammer.
人家就把马里当成就把马里现在那这些个了所以这些人都空人就把他们当成这些民众啊这些人才才但这些人都在路路广播特殊你前面我们要了下午去弄上不马到去哪呢全国有这帮感染没事但等个跑过路路给但广播特别没人把三界讲的把这打个台湾 在用的啥呢？肯，哎，你学他的，弟弟肯定是在用我是那个人呢。啊，他就没呢，就在我身上做了，那得你感觉能做的，就我到天都要买的，是吧？所以讲啊，可能去看到看一那样，他们有用没呢？如果借要买的，是吧？啊，但民族是天，那么买的，你呢？天的。
当上大个小舅妈到当上正常的小舅妈到，天天的这些呢，他们呢，如果是要买的，但真正印度，民间大有财富感的领不多啊。你要当家的时候要的，那真正印度，他的就是这个，什么五美送的江北说，学习龙人心买完了，就这点点叫我干没讲，那他算得了啥？我那讲不来。 他也是有人在干的，现在给他人在开源的啥呢？哎，他他考察上，他考察多少什么东西落来呀？这些啥样的人格的多？但民长的，田地，民长的田地，才是加上钱多些。但地，你把人家个组织，他组织的，他手续的，他组织他做过的，当真在你一个没多少钱，没得钱。
等那大过来多，等那中国来多，等那中国来多，等那中国来多，等那中国来多，真的。那我，可是我都别说中国了，那我的，那别的啥？可丁中谁的？同学的，军队丁中的同学的了解。军队丁中的用创业的，居住一辈子，居住是一辈子，居住个人心，一辈子，军队丁中的太了解。咱居住用过呀的。
就是用创业的，但是当什么营商就是用创业的，你估计不要的话，这里人的但是当个营商，人心多嘛，要嘛的，现在都送掉，这顶不了。 사이 Pene, thank you, Mene, she do develop a lot of shelter to us. Ready to do Diane color dance. Tay Indians. That Mingan Tayo thing is Chachi, Yedavati, Chachi Penny, Yedavati, Tay Indian, Sogbe, Tin Jungi, Lesson of Sogbe, Shiguti, Gain Sogbe, Kangim Chachaso, Gun Gobat Dula, Yantomay. Other day, Tanya do, Kaso repeat, Yabati, any Nome, Nemito, Nepiaji.
So we read from stanza 10, where Kuntang writes that objective realists, he is referring to the Buddhist schools, Vaibhashika and Sutrantika. In particular, objective realists say that in the wake of removing the impurity of coarse self-existence from the goal that is the external reality, so this coarse self-existence refers to absence of selfhood in terms of a unitary, permanent, unchanging entity, and also absence of selfhood in terms of a self-sufficient reality. And then Kongtang writes that there exists a self-resonance of a truly existing entity, something that projects its aspect to the mind. So this is a reference to the Buddhist objective realists who argue that although independent self does not exist, but things and events do possess some form of objective reality, and particularly the external reality has the capacity to project its image to our perceiving subjects, and therefore the external reality of matter does exist. And then in the next stanza, Kongtang presents the perspective of mind-only school, which rejects this external reality of matter. And he writes that rejecting this, the perception-only proponents say, in the paintbrush of inner subjective world, there exists a part that is truly existing paint, which is the seed for colorful diverse objects. So the point being made here is that the mind-only school rejects the notion of an external reality constituted by objective, independent, real things, composed of matter. And mind-only standpoint is that what we perceive to be external are in fact perceptions, our own mind projected externally, and this kind of perception arises from a seed. Collections of seeds that are imprinted in our own mind, and which then comes to fruition and takes the form of a perception of externality. And then the Madhyamaka Svatrantikas reject this and say that the Svatrantikas say that though truly existing entities are not perceived either in the object of or in the subject, from dependent origination of the meeting of metal and stone, there emerges fire. They call intrinsically characterized fire. So what the Svatrantika Madhyamakas are doing is to reject this kind of, a distinction drawn between external objects and the internal subjects in terms of their reality, and negate the notion of true existence across both the world of subject and object, and yet the Svatrantika Madhyamakas do retain a notion of a degree of objectivity, because they say that when you see things and events coming into contact, there emerges certain properties, such as when you strike a stone and a metal, you get a spark, and which then again create a fire, and therefore this fire is a real fire and has objective reality. And if you reject this undeniable, you know, this reality which is undeniable to our senses, if you reject this, then the reality of everything will just become nominal reality. And if the reality of all things is purely at the nominal level, then all our conventions will break down. So this is the Svatrantika's position, that although they negate the true existence across the board, they do retain a degree of objectivity, they do accord a degree of objectivity to things and events, so that, you know, the dependent origination is explained, accounted for on that basis. And then Kung Tang writes that the final standpoint of glorious Nagarjuna is this. Just like the appearance of the face's reflection in a mirror, apart from the mere appearance, both without and within, nothing exists by virtue of an essence. So this, here Kung Tang is pointing out that Svatrantika, in contrast to Svatrantika Madhyamaka's standpoint, the final standpoint of Nagarjuna is that interpreted by, as explained by masters such as Buddhapalita, Chantrakirti, and Shantideva, where not only true existence is negated on the ultimate level, but even on the conventional level, true existence is negated, and also any notion of intrinsicness, any notion of inherent existence is negated even on the conventional level. And because if things and events do possess a reality that is objectively grounded, then as you search for their true essence, one should be able to find them. However, if we go beyond the boundary of convention and language, and then, you know, beyond the boundary of everyday transaction, and search for some kind of objective intrinsic reality, then nothing can be found. So therefore, these masters argue that the intrinsicness or this objective reality must be negated even on the conventional level. Therefore, they argue however, even these masters do not deny the reality of things. For example, when we use terms, there are terms and there are reference to these terms. And the terms, the reference to these terms are not the same as the terms themselves. Such distinctions are maintained. However, when it comes to the understanding of the actual reality of these things that the terms are referring to, masters such as Chantakriti and so on, they argue that this reality has to be understood only on the basis of mutuality of relationships and conceptual designation, and has to be confined within the domain of our perceptions and experience and appearance alone. Whereas if we are unsatisfied by the level of appearance and go beyond the boundary of that and seek for some kind of objective intrinsic reality, then nothing becomes tenable. And so therefore they use expressions such as mere name, mere label, mere designations, and so on, which is to really emphasize the point that the quest for objective reality is untenable. So the reality of things and events can only be accounted within the framework of a nominal, within the nominal framework of conventions, conceptual designations, and so on. And this does raise a difficult challenge, because what is being asked for is not to subscribe to any notion of objective reality, but at the same time maintain an understanding of the world within which cause and effect operate, within which everyday functions are still tenable. And this is the challenge, this is the difficult. And therefore, it is very true when Tsongkhapa says in his great treatise, extensive treatise on the stages of the path to enlightenment, Lamrim Chemo, when Tsongkhapa in a verse says that, my colleagues who are learned in the middle way treatises, although difficult though it is to posit cause and effect in a world that is devoid of inherent intrinsic existence, but be continue to uphold this standpoint and hail that this is the true middle way. So even Tsongkhapa acknowledges the conceptual difficulty of maintaining these two perspectives of rejecting any notion of inherent existence, intrinsicness on the one side, yet at the same time upholding the validity of cause and effect and all everyday functions. And this truly is the challenge. And therefore, the most helpful way of approaching emptiness in this, according to this understanding, is not so much to say that things and events do not exist because you do not find them when you search for their essence. This is not the best, most helpful way to approach the understanding of emptiness. The most effective and most helpful way and to approach this is via the teaching of dependent origination. And so things and events do not possess inherent existence or intrinsic existence because they are dependently originated. And we had this discussion in San Francisco where I pointed out, you know, if you unpack the notion of dependent origination, teaching of dependent origination, you know, there is a progressively more subtle levels of understanding. For example, the first level of understanding of dependent origination is the dependent origination as an observable fact of cause and effect relations. Dependence in terms of cause and effect relations, which is a level of dependent origination that can be observed by us. Then using that as the basis and then ask the question, why are things and events dependently originated in terms of their causes and effects relations? This is because things and events possess a fundamentally dependent nature because they are mutually related to each other and they can be only mutually defined and related. So it is this mutuality of a dependent relation that is what allows for things and events to have this causal nature. And why does things and events have this fundamentally dependent nature is because they are, you know, devoid of any objective, inherent, intrinsic reality of their own. They do not possess existence in and of themselves and in their own right. So you can see, so this is the final subtle level of dependent origination understanding, where dependent origination is understood in terms of dependence upon conceptual designation and a kind of a transactional framework. So here you can see progressively through deepening one's understanding of dependent origination, one can arrive at the understanding of emptiness in the subtle sense. And this is in fact the most helpful way of approaching emptiness. And therefore, dependent origination is recognized as the highest proof of emptiness of inherent existence.
Oh, yeah. That is.
Oh, sorry. Oh. Then in the stanza 14, and then Kungdang gives the examples of how this insight can be applied. And he takes the example of a sculpting of a clay statue of a Buddha. And he says that, in stanza 14, a lump of earth is called head and limb with such terms and through mere aggregation of constructed facts. Yet with no sense of being designated from outside, they seem as if existing from their own side. How can this be true? So he is pointing out that when a sculptor creates an image of the Buddha, then when we later relate to this image, then we feel as if the image is existing in its own right, with no sense of the actual label being given from a subjective perspective. Then, he explains, though this is so, through dependent origination of collections, the gathering of merits acting as the basis, and through coming together of conditions, there is no denying that all such needs as houses, families, and so on are procured. So even though this is the case, but on the basis of, you know, paying homage to that image, one can create merit, so it serves the function. And similarly, through the coming together of many conditions, you know, all such needs as houses, families, and so on are realized. Then we read from stanza 16 onwards, from our Savior Buddha up to ourselves, though our words stating no true existence are the same, our mode of perceptions are like that of East and West. So the path is declared to be a sphere of individual awareness. That which arose from conditions is unborn. It has no arising by virtue of inherent existence. Since it depends on other conditions, it is empty. No greater way of teaching exists than this statement. Essential it is to ripen the cause, gathering merits and cleansing of obscurations. This alone can help realize the view of emptiness. Most people hear the literal meaning of the statement, because it arose, it is unborn, as being self-contradictory. By reflecting on the empty aspect, though it may be easier for the way of emptiness to dawn, it has dangers and pitfalls. Even all the lower systems of thought claim in unison that the extreme of eternalism is dispelled by emptiness. By reflecting on this dependent origination of mere appearance, if objects appear as empty, this is most wondrous. Fortunate indeed it is to destroy grasping at true existence through the very fact grasped at as true existence by all. The dependent origination of effects being dependent upon causes, though this is accepted by all Buddhist essentialists, that cause depends upon effect, as well as enemy, friends, and so on, this nominal existence whereby everything is interdependent. By extending this truth in all possible ways to all objects, the three times, agent, act, and so on, and analyzing in this way, this clinging of ours to true existence of everything that is perceived is reversed, so whatever is perceived dawns as empty. At this point, the analysis into the view is complete. The intention of glorious Nagarjuna is found. One has then entered the path that pleases Savior conquerors, a path free of the abyss of eternalism and nihilism. The principal causes of accomplishing such an aim, this is the planting of seed, probing the definitive meaning on the ground of faith and the soil of ethical discipline, where the warm blessings of deities and teachers descend or fall. If water and fertilizer of gathering the collections are poured, and the weeds and stumps of erroneous paths are removed, the harvest of the final view of emptiness shall come to grow. Through a song of words devoid of experience, though it is hard to inspire others to Dharma, but by repeating after my teacher's sacred words, through this virtue may all beings be victorious. This was written by the monk Kuncho Tenpen Dreme as requested for by Gyalkenpo Trakpa Gyaltsen, the illuminator of the Buddha's doctrine. So we finish this poem, and it is a wonderful poem.
Mm. 다들 네. 이다. 지시 그게 일로 공부하셔도 계속 전화 삼아 세워서 자와 집에 고랭어 세워 가지고 로군자 남당 나서도 재미 주시잖아요. 여러분들. 그래서 내정에 이제 너무 저도 탄주 체자 대신 뎁터로 시시를 남겨 주면 내가 좀 돌지 지상도 세면 되는 만도 집에 좀 뽑아 봐. 어서도 왜 되게 돌을 근데 남버 제외 좀 샤워 오 스타트.
So we read the remaining part of the Tsongkhapa's text, stanza 38. We read, let alone that through one-pointed cultivation, absorption is realized. Even the discriminative awareness examining with precision can generate the absorption on the true mode of being, abiding utterly stable and unwaveringly. Wondrous are those who see this and strive for the union of abiding and insight. I, a yogi, have practiced in this manner. You who aspire for liberation too should do likewise. The space-like emptiness of meditative equipoise and the illusion-like emptiness of the subsequent realizations. Praised are those who cultivate them and bind together the method and wisdom and travel beyond the bodhisattva's deeds. It is the way of the fortunate ones to realize this and not to be content with partial paths. I, a yogi, have practiced in this manner. You who aspire for liberation too should do likewise. Thus, having cultivated as they are the common parts, essential for the two supreme parts of causal and resultant great vehicles, I have entered the great ocean of tantras by relying upon the leadership of the learned navigators. And through application of the quintessential instructions, I have made meaningful human existence that I have obtained. I, a yogi, have practiced in this manner. You who aspire for liberation too should do likewise. In order to make familiar to my own mind and to help benefit fortunate others as well, I have explained here in words easy to understand in its entirety the path that pleases the conquerors. Through this virtue may all beings never be divorced from the perfectly pure excellent path, thus I pray. I, a yogi, have made aspirations in this manner. You who aspire for liberation too should pray likewise.
Yeah, that's it. 其实他常常说些嘛，他，他都是，他东面上其他都是的。
So this is a very brief and also a rather fast explanation on this text of Tsongkhapa.
嗯呀，他这呢，听着，怎么讲呢？那他讲呢，那么就讲的，像这些拉面都是啥呢？年糕一样的，讲呢，他这里头啥呢？ 就同时咱们国语话嘞，那么就按照家话嘞，今年嘞，他可能那怎么就学这个？他就东北学啊，什么时候？就是太可多了啊！这个，他说嘞，同时咱们国语话也就啥呢？哎，像是可是听到老了呀，这个早期兄弟，再见，俺等俺们这一辈人呢，哎呀，他说的是，经常学了，马代老师是啥人？
So the next is the blessing empowerment of Green Tara. And so this is a different kind of teaching, and up until now was a lecture, and from the next session point onwards, it is a form of teaching where there needs to be, on your part, as students, recognition of me as a teacher in the Dharma sense. So there has to be an establishment of a guru-disciple relationship, and a part of that relationship is important to observe some form of bond between the Lama and the teacher, and it's important to have a purity in that relationship between the teacher and the disciple. And because of this, when I give empowerments and also give vows, which belongs to the same category of teachings, which requires an establishment of a teacher-disciple relationship, in India and many other places, I request on the part of the members of the audience that it is given this importance of the purity of a bond between teacher and relation, and therefore, among the members of the audience, if there are some who continue to propitiate the Doje Shukden Dwegyal, then I would request you not to then attend the remaining part of the teachings, which require an establishment of a teacher and disciple bond and relation.
Those, of course, the people who they follow different tradition, different faith, and also those people who have no sort of religious sort of beliefs or faith, then simply you see, you sit here as a witness about my performance. So no problem. The worshipper of this particular spirit, actually, you see, myself, you see, the worship or offer, you see, that, to that, you see, spirit. But then around 74, 75, then I noticed, you see, this is not very healthy. Then eventually, of course, the further investigation, go through past history, mainly fifth Dalai Lama. So then I found the one sort of short prayer in order to destroy, you see, this spirit. Here, I think main thing is now his sort of, this sort of short prayer to destruction, for destruction of this, you see, spirit. That in the Tami Tamzu Chapa Tianzen Shi. Paji did Tamzi Gize Paji Melody. So the Mendo sometimes. Tamba Mendo, Tamba Zua. The God of Yishun and the any Kasa La. Kasa, say, Mare, Kagasa, La, Ajaki, Tula, Dennis, Jugusanam, Gili, Pesang, Yangsi, Zuma, Lando Soma, and Menom Lobe, Tamsi, Jutti, Sagi, Yizun did a day to Zane, Tamba Menla, Tamba Zua, Tami Tamzu. Quran Gelka Sandy, Tapa Jenze, Tami Tamzu, Tapa Jenze, Shay. That is Tamba Mimisha. They just not have a young city. Two son of Gilipasan, a young city, Jumari, since Maris Tache, Tambal Miller, Tambal Doce, Tamin Tamzu. Tabajan then she, that Genji Wangi, Kaza, Melam Lope, Tamsin Jungu D, Melam Lope, Tamsin Jur, Jungulcha. So that D, Melam Lone, Tamsin Jungul, gave a yene, D in it, and Yangas came in, Jans came to her. That is good day. Then the raw girl, such an answer. Jim said, Did you say, Tindegi, any Jungu Tella, Gunjo Pungi Manze Tower Loss, and change it to someone. What did you want? Makuru Soro Kashishari. So, did they into that sick day? That's awesome, sick day. So, this is the form of prayer for. Destruction of that spirit. This is quite serious. So, unless someone similar, similar sort of spiritual experience, as well as I think authority, like fifth Dalai Lama, and make correction, right? Made correction. Otherwise, you see, this is his sort of verse or his statement. I think this is still remain
relevant. The citation that His Holiness was referring to that comes from the fifth Dalai Lama that he later discovered was very explicit in fifth Dalai Lama's stand on this question of the propitiation of this particular spirit. And in this prayer, there's a small annotation where he explains how this particular spirit came into being you know, originally as a reincarnation, a kind of a false reincarnation of a Gelug Lama called Sonam Gelepalsang, who was in turn the reincarnation of a well-known master, Panchen Sonam Thakpa. So the fifth Dalai Lama recognizes that this particular Thakpa Gyaltsen was in fact a falsely recognized as the reincarnation of Thugu Sonam Gelepalsang, and then following his death emerged as this violent spirit. And generally, you know, a spirit world, if there are beings existing in the spirit form, then if they do not pose any harm or threat to other sentient beings, then it is fine. But Fifth Dalai Lama clearly recognizes this particular spirit to be malevolent and also harmful, both to the survival of the Buddha Dharma and also to other sentient beings. And therefore, he composed this prayer, urging all other protectors not to provide any shelter or protection to this particular spirit. So this prayer was written as a way of rectifying the harms and the threat posed by this particular spirit. So it seems to be taken very seriously by the fifth Dalai Lama. And this particular prayer later became the basis upon which my own views and standpoint on this particular question of the propitiation of Shukden spirit really evolved. So, of course, you know, in the past, at one point, I myself was also a propitiator of this particular spirit. Then later, on the basis of this understanding, of course, I had repented and also purified what I've done before.
So out of ignorance, right? So my friend is here. That's a joke. Against the Rana, right from the beginning, there is no connection. To Dora, like me. See, one time you see involve worship, you see that spirit. Now later, because you see these things, now he learned, so he completely used to stop. So like him, you see many senior lamas or geshis or practitioners, you see, after learning, you see this true picture of that. So they all voluntarily stopped. So that's the so the 13th Dalai Lama also, you see, put a lot of restrictions on that. But meantime, you see, some individuals now deliberately, you see, they carry some activities, including murders, beatings, like that. So now, since some time back, they also developed very close link with Chinese government, with Chinese intelligence department. So in India, according Indian government, certain Indian government department, the source of threat to my life is that organization. So that's the reality. So person is who consider Buddhist. Meantime, you see, they worship, you see, this spirit is really contradictory. Because firstly, Tibetan Buddhism, as you know, the pure Nalanda tradition, such a rich tradition. Now, due to some Tibetan behavior, or some Tibetan, I think, the habit. You see, this rich tradition eventually become a, there is a danger of to become something like spirit worshipper. It's a pity. Not only just like Shungden, but also the other, you see, many mundane deities. I think too much emphasis. It's really, I think, wrong. I always was mentioning, you see, to public, to Tibetan as well as many others, the Buddha Shakyamuni and those masters, these are the source of real inspiration come, right? Not these small sort of deities. But sometimes the Tibetan fond, you see, these small deities, particularly deity for wealth. The people, you see, very much fond. So sometimes I jokingly say, telling, maybe these, the deity of wealth, they themselves may be millionaire, but among Tibetan, who's devoted to these deities, seems no millionaire. So that's, I think, really degenerating. Genuine Tibetan Buddhist tradition, number one. Second, as you know, in the past, among Tibetan masters, there was a tradition of non-sectarian, receiving teaching from Nyingma, Gyokyu, Sakya, Gelu, everywhere. I feel that tradition is very rich. I think very good. And these days, I think that tradition is very relevant. Right. And a good example, while we are respecting non-Buddhist also, so they're within Tibetan Buddhism, I think there's no reason to be sectarian. But no, the follower of this, or the worshipper of this spirit, they consider only, I think, very much sectarian. So the reason, see, that those Geluk lamas or scholars who receive teaching from Nyingma tradition, then this spirit killed or destroyed. So there are some stories. Actually, you see, his teacher wrote, you see, composed these types of stories like that. So therefore, even my own case, in early period, I really keen, you see, to receive some sort of teaching from other tradition. But then my teacher gave me some warning because of this spirit. So at that time, you see, in a way, I have no religious freedom because of this spirit. Now, after I sort of stop spirit, sort of worship this spirit, then I got real freedom. Then I received teaching from the Sakya tradition, from Nyingma tradition, from Gyokyu tradition, like that. So because of my, I think, sincere, genuine, non-sectarian sort of
approach.
Situation there.
Approach.
Approach. Now, you see, quite a number of, lamas or Kembos or different sort of, scholars from various traditions. Now, really, the spirit of non-sectarian is growing. Inside Tibet also. In previously, you see, two monasteries, one this side, one other side, is not talking because of different sect. Now that gone. Maybe some area, like a Chamdo area or Toyab area, still is some problems. Otherwise, I think many areas, now really non-sectarian spirit is now growing. I really feel this is all the contribution of my kasada.
My work.
So, the worship of this spirit is one of the obstacles for promotion of non-sectarian practice or tradition. Then third, like I said, the Tibetan government headed by Dalai Lama, whether reactionary or not, in any case, last more than 300 years, you see, this government, Tibetan government, is led by Dalai Lama. So this government started from 5th Dalai Lama. So 5th Dalai Lama and this person's relation eventually become very negative. So finally, that person, you see, seems to see due to karmic causes and deliberately become a deity, a wrathful deity, which is hunting for future Dalai Lama, his own government, his government, right? So like that. So it is very complicated. So if someone has not much interest, then just close your ear. If some interest, then further investigation. There are more materials. Oh. Because, you see, those people, those individuals who deliberately following, in spite of knowing these things, then complete freedom. No one can stop that. But those people who, out of ignorance, like me, then I think it is important to make clear whether you practice, or whether you implement or not, it's entirely up to you. That's all. Thank you.
Your Holiness, we at Deer Park are extremely grateful for you accepting Geshe La's request and giving us these precious teachings. We are extremely indebted to you for showering us with your loving kindness and compassion. We would like to thank all of the people here for coming, the Coliseum staff, the friends of Deer Park near and far who have so joyfully worked on this visit. We would also like to thank the Wisconsin Tibetan Association for so harmoniously working with us at so many levels. Due to the kindness of our volunteers, our local community participants and sponsors, our receipts for this visit at the present time are $781,200. Our expenses thus far before future bills come in are $274,630. The surplus at this point equals $507. Deer Park wishes to donate the surplus. Your Holiness, you have so many projects that you support. We would like to offer you this surplus so that you may, in your wisdom, donate and place it where you see fit. We look forward to July of 2008, when His Holiness will return for the opening ceremony and consecration of Deer Park's new temple, 5 days of teachings, and a long life ceremony. Your Holiness, we all pray from the depths of our heart that we will never be separated from you for an infinite period of time.
Then I think, how many? Exactly.
$506,000.
Oh. Then I think out of 500,000, I think 300,000, I think a donation for your monastery construction, not yet finished. And also I heard, is there some pollution?
I also heard that because of the construction of new temple, you have debts.
So therefore, I think 300,000 donation. And the preparation for next visit, isn't it? Then 200,000, I think, that we have, I think, some important project like construction of college in South India, in Bangalore. They, we are hoping eventually 3,000 students. So that's another sort of, I think, the advantages. In Karnataka state, the same state, there are bigger monastic institutions also that area. So that college, eventually a place where more serious discussions about modern science and the Buddhist kasa.
Classical Tibetan Buddhist knowledge.
Oh. So that institution, hopefully, some important role in academic field. So therefore, I realize that there's 200,000 for that construction. Thank you.